There we go. All right, we're joined by 2017 third round draft pick of the Winnipeg Jets, Johnny Kovacevic, from his home in Grimsby, Ontario, where he's training for the 2021-22 season. Johnny, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing very well. Nice up here in Winnipeg. A little bit of rain finally, but otherwise, how's the weather? We'll start with the weather. What's the weather like in Grimsby?
It's been good. Early on in summer, it was really rainy, so it was really wet. And then lately, it's been hot and dry. So, it's been good. Can't complain. Really nice day today.
Well, you're outside, and we got some big news for you. You signed your 1-year deal with the Winnipeg Jets. About 11 days ago or so. How does that process work for you? Were you involved in it, or do you let your agent handle that for you?
Yeah, I let my agent handle that for me. I trust my agent. And I kind of asked him because I saw other guys signing earlier on in summer. But he just told me, just sit tight and be patient. Like, you're a restricted free agent. And this year they had a lot to do this offseason with the expansion draft and then the entry draft and some other big RFAs they had to sign. So, yeah, he just said stay patient, and around middle of August, like, we should get to a deal. And he said the most important thing is you'll have a deal before camp starts, which is, he wasn't lying. And, yeah, I'm really happy to be back for another year.
And I guess the thought is, or one thing I thought when I saw that it was a 1-year deal was that at the Jets' thought process? Like, how did you come to that sort of term as opposed to maybe something with a little more term to it?
I'm not sure exactly. I just know that's basically, we were just, both sides were kind of just talking about a 1-year deal. I think I'm still going to be a restricted free agent next offseason. So it kind of just makes more sense that way. So they kind of know what they got with me after another year, you know? So yeah, it kind of just made sense, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, you speak about another year, but last year was a year unlike any other, and hopefully a year we'll never replicate ever again. But, you know, what are your reflections now that you've had some time, you've had the summer to sit back and reflect on what was probably one of the most unique seasons we'll see in probably 100 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, reflecting on it, it was great. I think I got to develop, personally, I got to develop so much, and I'm really grateful because there was times where I thought there's no way we're going to be able to play. And I kind of knew the NHL was going to come back, but I thought, you know, it'd be tough to run the AHL, and the organization did a great job. They set us up at the Iceplex really well, and there was so much that went into it. And yeah, like you said, it was a year like any other. So it kind of took me a little, I think I got better as the year went on as well. I think I had a really good year, but as I kind of got more comfortable with the year and just finding a good role within the team and stuff, it really helped me out. So, I can take a lot from it and learn a lot in the fact that you kind of have to be like ready to adjust to different situations and circumstances. And I think I'm going to need that going into this year, just because I know that, like, I had my first year pro where it was pretty regular, and then last year it was not regular at all, but I've still yet to have a full season where I play 70, I don't know, however many games of AHL, play 72, I think, where the NHL plays 82 games. Like, obviously, that's my goal, to be up there. But either way, that's a lot of games, and that's a lot of traveling where things are going up and down, and you kind of have to be ready to handle it all.
You know, one of the things when I think back of, you know, your first year, we talked about you being in a rotation to start. Then obviously you start to get more experience and more trust from the coaching staff. Well, talk about trust in the coaching staff. I was thinking back to that game on April 8th when you guys had five defensemen to start the game, one of whom was Vic Hatfield, who's the forward playing his third AHL game. So, and I think you played a total of like 38 minutes, which kind of blew my mind. And I know every defenseman wants to play, but when you think back and you to the fact that you played a 38-minute pro hockey game, like, is that just kind of like insane?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to know that I have it in me. Like, I remember being like pretty tired after the game, but it wasn't like I'm tired after most games. And it wasn't like I was like, I can never do that again. Like, I just kind of felt like I was just in the zone, in the rhythm. And, well, it's cool. It's definitely cool to look back on. And I think I've said this to you before, but the coolest part is that we won the game too. So yeah, played 38 minutes, kind of play in every situation, and to win the game in overtime too was pretty cool.
You know, we talked about this season, and again, like I said, it was unique, but you guys also had like so much fun, and winning obviously breeds that, and it makes it more exciting to come to the rink. But it just seemed like this group of guys gelled, and for whatever reason, for why that happened, I don't know, but like it just seemed like you guys were all on the same page. I know you got injured towards the end of the at the season that cost you the end, but ultimately, like that you know, unbeaten streak that you guys had, I think it was like 11 or 13 games towards the end. How much fun was that to be a part of?
Yeah, it was so much fun. And yeah, like you said, especially in a year where, well, maybe that's why we gelled so well, but there was literally nothing else. Like we couldn't, like we were just looking forward so much to come to the rink because we couldn't do anything else. Besides the rink, you're just coming home, and you know, so many of these guys were just living alone, like in the hotel or whatnot. And like, sure, they could maybe go for walks outside at a distance or whatnot, but there was nothing else that they could really do. So it was just like we had to lean on each other and rely on each other, and that's exactly what we did. And then when you start winning and you start playing for each other, like I know everyone wanted to win, but not for themselves. Like we all had kind of a higher purpose there, and we want to win for each other and play hard for each other. And then I think those wins come as a result of that. And yeah, it was a ton of fun.
Speaking of that injury, so how long did it take you to kind of get back on track, and how much time do you usually take off before you kind of restart your training programs anyways?
Yeah, I usually take like a month off or so, just for a mental break more than anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's different, but for me, I put a lot of mental energy, like emotional energy. I put pretty much all of myself into hockey. So taking a month and just kind of remembering that there's life outside hockey is good too, to come back. For me, it took me a little longer to get back skating and stuff. It took me over 2 months kind of until I was skating again. But I have a good physio here, and I've been doing a lot of rehab exercises and strengthening the area. And yeah, I feel good. I've been skating pretty regularly now, 3-4 times a week, some good skates here. So yeah, I feel ready, and if anything, I feel more focused than before. I mean, when you're injured, sometimes you're kind of sitting on the sidelines, and kind of puts into perspective, you know, what you want. And just, if anything, it's kind of driven me a little more, and make sure that I'm always, you know, doing my rehab exercises and staying on top of those things. And yeah, I'm excited for this year to go in, and yeah, I think I'll be healthy, so that's good.
Well, and you know, we'll talk about the Jets in a second, but you know, just reflecting back on your partnership with Dylan Samberg, why do you think it was that you guys just seemed to gel? I mean, was it just that you were both 2017 draft picks? Like, what do you think about it was that made you guys just kind of work so well together as a pair?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure, because I think anytime you have that kind of chemistry, it's not something that you can put your finger on. Like, it's kind of something that's an unwritten or an untalked about thing. We just gelled together, and maybe, you know, it could be because I'd say we have like similar playing styles, and one guy's on the left, one guy's on the right. So when you kind of think the game the same and are able to play that same type of game where we're both shutting guys down and can move pretty well, have a good gap, and then also contribute in the offensive zone, we're just kind of always on the same page that way. So yeah, I'd say put my finger on exactly what it is, but I know that we both kind of enjoyed playing together, and I think it elevated both of our games.
Well, and we don't know where you're going to be playing. It could be with the Jets, it could be with the Moose. One thing we do know, though, is if you're with the Moose, it'll be with a new head coach, because Pascal Vincent, of course, is moving on after a number of years within the organization. Maybe just a thought on what he meant to you as an individual player.
Yeah, Pazzy meant a lot to me, and I think he was a big reason for our success last year as a team. But for me personally, I know he really believed in me, which when you have a head coach who really believes in you and who's been at the NHL level before, and you know, he's told me like Like, trust me, like, I've been there, and like, I know you have what it takes. Like, you're on the right track. I know you have what it takes. Like, it, and he wanted it to work out for me. I just felt like when that happens, I know he's got my back, and I want to give everything I can for him when I'm playing. So, I'm happy for him. This is a great opportunity for him and a step in his career, and yeah, he for sure deserves it. So I think he meant a lot to myself personally as a player, and he meant a lot to the organization.
And you talked about your summer training regimen. So what sort of things do you focus on? Have you changed it a lot? I mean, we talked about it before we started recording, just this idea of it's a different sort of off season now than it was last year, what you experienced, because of course the uncertainty of when the AHL season would start. And I think if I recall correctly, when we talked about how you kind of planned your ramping up schedule before I had it last season. So how has it worked this year? Is it a little bit easier now just because you do have that goal in mind?
Yeah, I think so for sure. When you have a goal in mind, it makes it easier mentally. And when you're, you know, eating really clean, trying to, I'm a bigger guy, so I've got to, you know, try and come into camp at a good weight and a good body fat percentage too. So when you're like really dialing in and on your diets and all that, it makes it a little bit easier to have to be able to see the finish line, or I mean not the finish line, because I'd say health and nutrition is a year-round thing, but just you want to be come to camp at tip-top shape. So to see that and have that goal in mind, something to work towards, it's definitely helps you mentally, and then you can just kind of plan out and structure your summer that way.
And speaking of camp and the idea of coming to Winnipeg, what are your thoughts as, you know, a member of the prospect within the organization, when you see the moves they made, the addition of Nate Schmidt, the addition of Brendan Dillon, those sort of, you know, re-signing Andrew Kopp? What are your thoughts as someone when you're watching what the big club is doing? What were you thinking when those signings happened?
Yeah, I kind of knew that they were going to make moves like that. Like, it's no secret they got a great team, and it's kind of their window to win now and in the next few years. They have some great players. And, you know, for me, I think it's exciting. I think things happen, and from my experience in pro, things change very quickly. And so I try not to concern myself too much with the sheer numbers and, oh, am I going to get to crack the lineup this year? Like, that's kind of a distraction. And doesn't help me play my game. So my job's to go up, have a great camp, hopefully have some good exhibition games and show them what I can do. And then kind of as the year goes on, I know how quickly things can change. And, you know, if I get an opportunity, it's with a big club. It's kind of what I've been working for my whole life. And I have inner confidence. I know that I'll be ready when that happens. And I hope to make the most of it. And, you know, everyone wants to be on a winning team in a winning organization. And so I think it's a great thing to see what they've done. And you know, I hope things work out my way, and hopefully I get a chance to play up with a big club. But at the end of the day, I can only worry about what I'm doing, focus on myself. And I think if I do that, then things will work out just as they should.
And that's probably a key to your success, right? Is not looking too far down the road, trying to focus on the here and now, right? Because if you're saying, I want position X, I mean, it may not come to be because guys can stay healthy. But there's also a very good likelihood that, you know, you, like, as you know, injuries happen and you get a recall. So is that kind of a key to your success, is just focusing on what's in front of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to focus on what's in front of me. And yeah, like you said, I'm a guy that I'm on a two-way. I'm pretty sure I'm not waiver eligible or anything like that. Like, so I think they can call me up, call me down, you know, whenever they want. So what my job is, I have to prove to them, to Paul, to Chevy, to all those guys, I have to prove to them that I'm an NHL player. And, you know, I have a great opportunity to prove myself to them, which, you know, is something that I don't take lightly, and I know how good that opportunity is. So yeah, I just want to, I want to prove myself. And, you know, in the event that they need a guy, I want them to, you know, kind of have my name at the top of their mind.
And I guess that's, it's kind of interesting because one thing with the Jets, they've always been like that team where Chad, really good goaltending, then they had really good defense, and they had young forwards. Now the forwards have caught up. The defense was kind of in that in-between stage, and they have the good goaltending again. So, you know, that kind of gives you guys an opportunity not to let the foot off the gas, but at least to continue to develop. And when, like you said, be ready for that opportunity as opposed to forcing that opportunity upon you. Does that seem, from a player's perspective, is that almost a benefit because you can continue to develop at the AHL level? And then when that opportunity presents itself, take it upon yourself to seize that opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I think when you take a step back, kind of, that's a great way of looking at it. When you're a player, sometimes you just want to be up there. Like, that's your dream, is to play in the NHL. Like, I've dreamed my whole life, and I've worked towards that my whole life, to be an NHL player. So you kind of want it to happen sooner rather than later. But at the same time, yeah, like you said, like, the thing is, when I go up there, I want to be feel like over prepared. You know what I mean? It's like taking a test or whatever. Like, you want to have studied too much as opposed to not enough. And so that is a huge test. I know, playing at that level. So I want to make sure every part of my game is where it needs to be and where I know it can be. And so, yeah, I want to be up there. There's no doubt. But at the same time, I know that wherever I am, I can work on my game and make myself a better player, which at the end of the day is my goal, to be the best player that I can be. So yeah.
Part of that answer was very indicative of the fact, or reflective of the fact, that you must have an engineering degree, being overprepared for tests. It was a little bit, your college education came through a little bit there, Johnny. Yeah. You know, just thinking about, regardless of whether you're playing for the Jets or for the Moose, how exciting is it? How excited are you for the prospect of playing in front of fans again?
Oh, I can't wait. I missed the. It was nice to play at IceFlex for a little bit. Like, it was cool, and I was being really grateful just to play games and to play hockey again. But I cannot wait to get. I missed playing at MTS Canada Life Center now, and I can't wait just to have that. Yeah, that game feel, and it just kind of feels like, I don't know, it feels special to play in front of people. It's just like, I don't know, it's a rush, I guess. It's something that is pretty cool to experience, and, you know, I feel lucky and fortunate that, like, people want to come and watch me play and watch me do kind of what I love to do. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Has that ever, like, you know, like, it's funny because every kid probably, especially in Canada, grows up wanting to, you know, play in the NHL and be famous and that sort of idea. What is it now, like, as you've become a more, you know, regarded prospect, especially what you were able to do last year in the AHL? Like, and again, you wouldn't have seen it last year, but the idea that people are focused on you, you know what I mean? Like, there's fans who talk about you constantly. Oh, you know, and a lot of people ask me because of how closely I follow the Moose about you specifically because, you know, the Jets have a lot of left side guys, right? They got Ville Heinola in terms of prospects. Heinola, Sandberg, Chisholm. But really, they've got Linnan and you kind of on that right side from a prospect perspective. So is that like a, not a rush, but what does that mean to you? Like, when guys are wearing like a Kovacevic jersey, or guys are talking about, people are talking about you. I know, you know, you're not a guy who gets full of himself, but there's got to be some element of, you know, it's pretty cool to have that sort of regard amongst fans.
Yeah, to be honest, I've yet to see maybe I've seen a couple of Kovacevic jerseys, mostly my family probably, but no, it's really cool, and it's kind of, it's like a rewarding feeling, I'll say, because I know how much I've put into this and how much of my life and of my energy I've given into, you know, making this dream kind of happen. So it's kind of it's a rewarding feeling, and it's something that, yeah, I don't take for granted. I think it's really special, to be able to get that feeling.
Well, thanks very much for doing this, Johnny. I'm sure folks in Winnipeg are going to be very excited, and Jets fans abroad and Moose fans abroad will be very excited to see you at training camp in Winnipeg very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Can't wait to be back.
Thanks.